The word today is continuously. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. The Bible teaches us that we are to pray without ceasing, or in other words, pray continually. This does not mean a person with their hands clasped together and their head bowed for 12 hours a day. Prayer is conversation with God that takes place throughout the day, not just a formal set of prayers repeated over and over. To share more about this great topic of prayer is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, continuously.
Let's say that you were going to be saying farewell to someone whom you wouldn't see for quite a long while. Perhaps another scenario might be that you have a child who is ready to go off to school, and you want to share with them some last thoughts because it'll be months and perhaps even a half of a year or longer since you will see each other face to face. Often in these kind of situations, there are encouragements, instructions, thanksgiving, things that come bubbling up to the surface of our mind, and we want to share these things with that individual, and it becomes short, quick thoughts, one tumbling after another that we are sharing with them. You can see this happening with Jesus in John chapter 15 through 17, where he is talking with his followers. It is close to the time of his crucifixion, and he is rolling thought after thought out. He's trying to summarize and revisit and review what he has taught them through the years that they have spent together. We see something similar happening here at the close of the letters of Paul the Apostle. A good example of this is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's take a look at verse 15 and following, or actually I'm going to go back to verse 14. We urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. And then listen to how quickly these thoughts come one after another in succession in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 and following. Be joyful always, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. You can see Paul's concern that the members of the church in Thessalonica look at many different spiritual realities and things that were happening in their congregation. It's the same with us. If we were to summarize for our child or for our friend what our hope and desire is for them, we would have many things to say to them. One of the things that we can narrow in on and talk about today is this encouragement to pray continually. This has been something that has been encouraged by Christians throughout the ages, to pray continually. Sometimes it is said, pray without ceasing. And so we'll think about what that means. So what does it mean when you say pray continually? Does it mean that you have to bow your head and bend your knees for 12, 14 hours a day? Does it mean that you have to have a set pattern of prayers that you go through every day? Well, we're going to think about the relationship that we have with God. And in order to understand the dynamic of our personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to think about a scenario, a little scene where there is a husband and a wife. And if you can imagine the communication between husband and wife as follows. For instance, example, think of a husband and wife as allowing 1 hour of face-to-face communication per week. They would be allowed to send text messages to one another, but there would be no other personal interaction for that week. There would be no notification of texts that had been sent by the other spouse. You would have to check to see if they had sent a message to you. Well, that sounds like a really strange way for a husband and a wife to relate. Someone that's supposed to be living together, someone that's supposed to be intimately involved in each other's lives. No one would accept rules or a situation that would suggest that you have 1 hour of direct communication every week and that you can only send text messages and not even be notified when your spouse is supposed to be contacting you. What kind of a weird setup is that? Actually, sadly, that mirrors many people's relationship with God. There are far too many people that take the label Christian who spend their 1 hour a week, if that, in church, and spend the time communicating with God. And then, when they want to send a message to God, they pray to Him intermittently. But what about when God wants to talk to them? It's only when they pick up a Bible or listen to a program like this, like the Word Today, that they get input, feedback from God. You start to realize that sometimes, as poor as that relationship would be between a husband and wife, many individuals that think they're just fine in their relationship with God have a really poor communication happening with Him. And that's why we want to think about that phrase, pray continually, pray continuously, to pray without ceasing, and why that's so important. You would probably think that a healthy marriage would be one where there is talk back and forth on a daily basis. And so it should be with your relationship with God. You should be communicating with Him on a regular basis, on a daily basis, many times throughout the day. That communication we call prayer, speaking our hearts, speaking our mind to God. And we are not talking about a kind of mechanical, kind of mindless repetition that many people do. There are certain kinds of prayers in other religions that are almost regurgitated, almost said automatically, as though we become some kind of a machine and just churn out the words over and over. Jesus, when He was teaching about prayer, cautioned us not to heap up empty phrases, not to just repeat phrases over and over again. Instead, we're supposed to communicate with the Lord God because we're in a personal relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. So you can share with the Lord God, our Heavenly Father, all of your thoughts, your fears, your hopes, your desires, the things that you're anxious about, the things that you're happy and joyful about, just like a husband and wife would share with each other their range of emotions and feelings and ideas, so also you can do this with the Lord God. That's part of what's meant when it says pray continually. But it also carries the idea that you want to hear what God says, and you want to share what's in your heart with God. Many Christians talk to God on the fly, on the run, as it were, when they're in their car driving, or when they're walking down the street in order to get somewhere, maybe in the middle of a task, maybe you're working in a garden to get your food, maybe you're changing a diaper on a baby. It can be anywhere, anytime that you speak with the Lord God. And as a loving Father who sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior, He is waiting to hear. He is paying attention and listening to us. So it's a very joyful thing to know that the Lord of the universe, the one who created you, the one who saves you through the work of Jesus Christ, His Son, who went to the cross to carry our sins and to pay for our sin, and the one who rose from the dead, Jesus, our resurrected Lord and Savior, it's really a great feeling to know that this God wants to hear from you. And that should motivate you to pray all the time, to have a running dialogue with God, to talk with Him. And so there's this give and take that happens in praying continually. And in fact, it's one of the habits of very committed Christians to be continuously talking with God and then continuously looking at the Bible, the Word of God, in order to see what God has to say to us. And it creates this beautiful relationship where you constantly feel you have the opportunity to share with God and He shares with you. I hope then that, especially because Jesus Christ came to save you and give you eternal life, that you will look at God and say, I want to talk to you. I want to share with you. And that you will also want to listen to Him. And in so doing, you will find the joy that comes from being a believer who will pray continuously.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.